Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Wednesday, the 26th of August. Hope you're all well. Okay, some good response to yesterday's podcast. One of them, my brain's a bit spaced at the minute. I wasn't actually sure of the things I'd covered. I don't listen to them back myself. I just talk and then upload it and publish it. A few questions. I mean, obviously, you know, I do bang the same drum repeatedly. Can sound a bit like a broken record. Somebody emailed me and said, what's the best bit of advice I've got? I still stand by the fact less is more. Just interestingly enough, I was talking to three members the other day. She tried to go for something to eat on Monday. I hadn't even contemplated, because I've not been out, really, genuinely not been out for months, that the hadn't contemplated that the that £10 offer couldn't get anywhere to eat. We couldn't find anywhere. It was absolutely heaving everywhere. Places that are normally like half empty on a Monday, absolutely chock-a-block. With this £10 thing, Pete, you can eat at home, you can cook at home for cheaper, but madness. I don't know how we're going to afford it all. But anyway, I was talking to there, and one of the phrases I use is getting in your own way. I think you do get so desperate to succeed at this, particularly if you see other people doing well. You know, I do think that's a driver of it, that, you know, you get that why is he winning and I'm not. And then, you know, it is that fear of missing out, all those things that you leap there. And I just think you need to, my best advice, analyse exactly what you're doing. What is it adding to your life? Is it going anywhere? Are you doing it for the right reasons? Are you adopting it correctly as it should be adopted? Or are you doing it just to punt? And I saw a comment, I can't remember what it was in relation to, from Steve Williamson. Steve's been on the pod, lovely guy, good pre-race horse trader, sticks to what he's good at. But in one comment that really stuck with me is that he put, can't remember the conversation, but he put having the value of a, once you start to appreciate the value of a tenner, it changed his perspective on it. And I think that's right. You know, it's all the sort of things that just having a throwaway tenner here, throwaway 20 there, staying in 10 minutes longer, hoping for another goal, all those sort of things. They're just like little setbacks. They're like little bumps in the road that if you don't start overcoming them, you know, they mount up, little things mount up and lead to you not getting there. And I just think, you know, the starting point with me with everybody is, what is it you're doing? Why are you doing it? What are you looking to get out of it? What's the game plan? You know, I said to all three of these guys on Monday, all keen to do it, all different personalities, very different personalities, but all want to get to the same place. But what's the plan? What is the actual game plan to get there? And I think that's what you've got to draw out first and get some idea of what it is you're doing and why you're doing it. Ignore anybody. Ignore me, everybody else. You know, don't need to ask advice at that stage. Sit down and write where you want to go. And that's when you then ask advice on, this is what I want to do. This is my plan. Can that person help me get there? Can Peter Webb help me get there? Can Psychoff help me get there? Can Bet Angel help me get there? Can Ian help me get there? Can whatever it may be, Race Insights help you get there? What is it that would start to get over those hurdles? And what are you, you know, I don't like the term, that strength swap, you know, that businesses use, but what are your strengths and what are your weaknesses? And once you identify all that and put it together, then you can start to make progress. But it's how seriously you want to do it. That's the thing, I guess I said yesterday, everybody says to me they want to do it. I see very, very few people who genuinely show they want to do it, show the actual action. And a lot of people just do like gambling. They like the buzz of it and they like being part of something. They like sitting in chat rooms with people, booming and blasting away, which is absolutely fine. It's, you know, it's not for me, and it's not for me to tell people what to do, but that was sort of came out of it. And then I've had another email from Steve, just recommending a book. We haven't done any books for a while. I haven't read this, but I'm going to read it. He said it's superb. If I can find it. Sorry, he emailed me this morning. Just saying that he's reading he's listening to an audio book on Audible that will definitely help the FTS community. It's called Kevin Hart, The Decision. It is a different type of audiobook, but all about the mind and how to take a negative and turn it into a positive. It really is very good. So thank you for that, Steve. I trust Steve. He's been a long-term FTS member, good guy. So I will put that on my list. So Kevin Hart, The Decision. You can get it in audiobook or, I imagine, Kindle versions or whatever. One for the list, and I'll see if Dave listens, if he could get that on the website in the resources section. We've got a load of books on there, all well worth reading. Ultimate members, I have set a Zoom up. I've just tweeted, I will put it in the email, but I've set a Zoom up for Monday evening, 7:30. Same as last time, do about 30-40 minutes. I will record it and put it in the members area. That is hideous, by the way, isn't it? The one thing I do, because I'm looking at two or three screens all the time, my head's all over the place, like a nodded dog, so I'm not one for staring down the camera. It's not that I'm just doing stuff all the time, and horrific, but I will do another one on Monday, and we'll cover the form analysis and stuff like that on this one. And then I'll try and do them going forward. I've got a few people to cover on Zoom and things and other issues, but I've just really had a week taken away from me this week, so bear with me. My favourite words, bear with me, please. And thank you all for your comments and things. You are really a great bunch, I'm not going to lie. I think the one thing we have done over the few years of FTS, perhaps with me moaning all the time, is ditch a load of the idiots. Be fair. Right, I've got a horse today, I think. If I can find it, hold on a second, bear with me. Where is it? Where is that? I think because we've had some racing cancelled, haven't we? In the 3 o'clock at Musselburgh Indian Pursuit. 3 o'clock at Musselburgh Indian Pursuit. This looks like it's got a good chance. This it's 4.6, I would do win and place. Just it's 1.8x in the place. So Indian Pursuit at Musselburgh in the 3 o'clock. See, we've been quiet on the horses. And Foosball, have we got any Foosball? Let me get that sheet up. Foosball, we have got the old Russians again. Let's hope that they can start the chip in. Krasnodar versus CSKA Moscow, a late first half goal. Krasnodar Moscow, a late first half goal. And then obviously we got Chrissy's bets up as well on Betfair, on Twitter rather, and we'll have I'll get the results of those sorted out for the end of the month next week. Somebody asked me what the results are. I will get them all done up, ready for the 1st of September. Okay, that's me, guys. Have a good... What day of the week it is? Wednesday. Have a good Wednesday, and I'll be back with you. As I say, I'm just playing it by ear, but I'll hopefully be back with you tomorrow. Keep the streak going.